All right. Let's do this.
Applause, please. Save your applause for the end. So we're actually here, we're going to talk about the debate. We're not going to talk about game chat.
Oh, God.
Did I just throw up in my mouth a little bit? Right, I need to go get some water.
Just swallow it. Never done that before?
I just swallowing it? Maybe when I was 5.
Ow. Welcome to Game Chat. We talk about throwing up in your mouth.
There you go.
And occasionally video games. So, what'd you guys think of Chapter 3? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but... Nope. What y'all wicked weird... I hated it, personally.
Really?
Yeah, I hated it.
I found it to be a pleasant diversion from the psychological / horror /
You know what my favorite parts were? My favorite parts were when she would walk onto the next scene and there'd be something horrible there, someone holding a dead cat and ripping its guts out.
Yeah.
Those were my favorite parts.
Just those parts.
Just those parts.
Well, I think it contrasted what Franco was just saying. It kind of reminded you, hey, you're not free from this yet.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that. Yeah. I just felt like it was so far out of left field that it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
I was enjoying the sort of grim theme with, we come from dealing with the sisters.
Yes. Okay, so what were we talking about?
I think I was just kind of confirming that Franco was saying, it's a nice departure from the grimness of it. But I guess what I was trying to say is, I was enjoying that part. That's what, and then it just became so bizarre, and the whole overarching mechanic of this chapter was just go get this. And I hated it. I was just so
back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Fetch quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a million places you had to go, and
So, did anyone else have trouble getting the shoes?
Not really. Once I figured.
So I didn't realize that you could double click on the clock to jump ahead seasons.
I figured that out by accident. So I guess
same here.
It was driving me crazy.
I had trouble. You're
in the bar, you go switch to winter, and then you're outside and you can't get back in.
Exactly.
That was infuriating.
Got so frustrated. My computer was about ready to go out the window. I was so angry because I was like, I don't understand. Because I was even looking at a walkthrough and they were like, change the season and get the shoes. And I'm like, what do you mean? I can't do it.
It wasn't really clear that you could do it quickly.
I had to go watch a YouTube video to see what was going on.
To me, I'm almost like, should you be... I mean, if that was a mechanic that you were going to have to do, then they should have, some way told you that or let you know. Instead, to me, it seemed like it was almost like a cheat. Okay, if you click it really fast, it'll just change the seasons. Just skip to the season that you
have. Really make it clear.
What
would have been better is you actually click on the color and it goes to that season rather than it going sequentially.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm sure it would have taken a little bit more programming on there.
Yeah, nothing in the game really works that way. You would think intuitively it would, but there's some things you... should be able to click on and can't.
Yeah. That's what you get for a two-man development team.
I had to look up the stupid basket with the lemon because
I clicked on it
with the knife and it didn't work the first time. And I was like, what the heck? I mean, how else am I going to get him to drop a lemon? And then I look online, it's like, go to use your knife on the basket. I'm like...
You're like, I did.
Were you in fall, though, when you did it?
I don't think I was. That's the thing. It's just, stupid. You have to be in the actual...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember. I might have been in summer when he was just sitting there. I guess maybe he could have seen him or whatever, but...
Yeah.
I've never liked games where you have to do A to get B if it's not clear. Like, if it's just, like, this really weird, vague thing that they don't even tell you you have to do.
Yeah.
And they kind of got rid of that in games. You know, nowadays it's not like that anymore. Yeah, you kind of know.
I was getting flashbacks to Grim Fandango. Some of the puzzles were really, like, the solutions were really vague.
You really
had to be paying attention to what was going on in order to complete the puzzle.
The one with the book, I looked it up. I could not figure that out. And Steph was telling me that she figured it out.
There's
a puzzle in here. It's a doozy. Look out.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
The number. I don't even know. I wrote the numbers down and everything.
Fibonacci sequence?
It's the Fibonacci sequence.
Oh, shut up.
It was the what sequence?
Fibonacci. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8,
what does 13? That even mean? What's the Fibonacci sequence?
Yeah. What's Fibonacci?
It's a mathematical sequence where...
Never mind.
It's
sorry.
Well, you've been playing No Man's Sky, and half the puzzles are Fibonacci sequences.
Yeah, that's true. I did one of them, and I felt proud of myself. But I didn't want this in Franbo. I didn't even want to play Tic Tac Toe. I hate Tic Tac Toe,
which I aced. I aced it. I wish I would have recorded it.
I was just wondering how much money can I take from this guy?
Yeah.
Franco. How many games did you play, Franco, of the tic tac toe?
I think I stopped after like 8 coins.
Wow.
I got six.
I played 4 because that's what the walkthroughs told me to get. So
I played bare minimum. I probably played 50 games, but I won 4, so
I won every one of them.
I noticed that there was a kind of a pattern to success there.
3 coins.
Well, there always is for tic-tac-toe.
Well, I mean, especially with the computer, for it to win. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a specific sequence to do in order to win every time.
I just went for it.
Fibonacci number sequences, you add the two previous numbers together to get the next number?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and see, I didn't recognize it because I have no idea. You know, I'm just a country bumpkin. I didn't know anything about the Fibonacci sequence. So I just took it from the guy, I'm guessing it was a kid vegetable sitting by where everyone was selling things, like in the screenshot. He was sitting on one of the carts and he was singing. He was singing a song. That had like 1 + 1 = 2, blah blah blah, and that's what I went off of.
I thought he was just spewing nonsense. I just ignored him. look what happened.
That's what I went off of because every time you talk to him, because that was even before I even, of course, came upon that, but you would talk to him again, and you'd be like, sing the song again. I was like, okay, so the song must be important somewhere. So.
I just found it so tedious to do, like, the stupid wizard quests, like, to keep bringing him the objects, and
he rips
one up and tells you to go do something else. I'm like, dude.
I wanted to reach in through the monitor and be like, go and do your own dark quests.
Yeah. Go get your own crap.
I am tired of doing your dirty work, wizard.
He was too busy figuring out how the rabbit got in the hat.
Yeah, what the heck? I just was checked out completely. I couldn't wait. And it was the longest chapter, too.
Yeah.
It took forever.
It was a long chapter, yeah.
It took forever. It was just brutal.
Yeah. About 3/4 of the way through, I'm like, boy, the lawyers for Wizard of Oz have got a case here. This is like a little girl gets lost and has to do a bunch of tasks to go home. Where have I heard that before?
But there's no munchkins.
There should be.
There's no...
I think the carrots are close enough.
I'm all Hopkins. So, now that we've talked about things that we don't like, was there anything that you did like about this chapter?
No.
Thanks, Peanut Gallery. Pushes you aside.
The part where you finished the level? The chapter?
The end? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Anybody else?
I'm trying to think, actually. I'm trying to... I did like the... Well, I mean, I didn't like it, but I thought the mountain with the wife was very interesting. Yeah. That he was like, I'm divorced. I need my wife, and so you had to go and get her. And, yeah, that was interesting, but as far as the story goes. But I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, how... Like, wait, okay, so you left the kingdom. That was how it ended.
Mm-hmm. Anybody read, I mean, the entirety of Leon's journal?
I tried.
I read like 3/4 of it and kind of skimmed.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah,
there are missing pages in Leon's journal.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's like some hints of puzzles in there too, aren't there?
Yes.
Like the number, like, yeah.
But she actually, I didn't realize until I got about like 3 pages that if you clicked on the page, not the just the next tab, if you clicked on the actual page, Frambone comments on all the pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does, yeah, which is cool.
Interesting. See, I got about a quarter of the way through, and I just thought it was like maybe like some kind of like sketch journal, like showing like sketches from the artist for the game or something. And so I just started just looking at pictures for the rest of the time.
Oh, really? You thought it was like concept art or something?
I was like, oh, this is nice. This is cool.
Funny.
Yeah.
The one thing I got really annoyed at was, I mean, in the journal, there's that page with their alphabet allegedly. Right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then I see the sign next to the king's room.
Oh, did you try and work that?
I'm trying to translate it.
Franco.
That's funny. Really?
I'm like, this is not making any sense.
Did it work?
Why do you give me a page? No.
Oh, so it didn't work. Wow.
Why do you give me a page full of alphabets and expect me not to translate?
No.
That must have been really frustrating.
I know. How much time did you spend with that?
About 15 minutes.
How many of you guys played with the stupid freaking totem gear arms before you realized that the item you need isn't even there yet?
I did.
I was just morale. What does this freaking thing do?
Then
the wand appears when he asks for it. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, which is convenient.
I was expecting you needed to get that little key, that golden key inside.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
I didn't know what the heck they did. I thought you had to move the arms out of the way to get that little wand.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, the log... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the logs that are right there, too, that disappear when you can get in the bar.
I did not figure that out. The walkthrough had to tell
I had to
that.
Look it up. Yeah, I had to look it up. They don't disappear until you have a certain item in your inventory.
Oh, really?
So you could go there. Like, unless you... So when you're looking for the shoes, those logs are gone. But before that, they're not gone.
It was
so
a stack of logs,
yeah. So you wouldn't think that there's anything there. I forget what's behind there, actually.
It's a hole for the cat to go in.
Okay, so there you go. But it's not there unless you go back later.
It's when you need the ticket. And,
Oh, my God, that ticket.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I tried that before I had the ticket. I tried to use the crayon.
So did I.
Exterminate card and says, no, you don't want to write on this. I'm like, what?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with all those sentiments. Yeah. I got the ticket and I was like, yes, I have the ticket. And then he kept saying, no, this isn't. So I had to look it up in the walkthrough. And when I was reading the walkthrough, I kept reading, use the green crayon, which I had tried on the ticket, but it said, you don't want to write on this. And it kept telling me that. I was like, okay, I've tried this. Like, what? Why isn't this working for me? Is it a bug? Is my game flawed? What's going on? And then I realized I was doing it on the wrong freaking ticket. I was doing the wrong thing.
Yep. It's so stupid. I was actually going to... I thought I would take it to that printer, the guy with the newspapers, and have him, like, rewrite it. Because she was saying, like...
Good thinking.
I brought it there, and she's like, no, that can't be done. I'm like...
Yeah.
Do it! Just do it!
Just do it, Fran.
Yeah.
Was she used for anything? Or is she just decoration?
No.
Yeah.
Decoration.
Just decoration.
NPC.
There were a few of them there. Yeah. Like the poo guy. The poo guy was just decoration, wasn't it? Yeah.
Poo guy.
The dung beetle.
Yeah. What?
The dung beetle.
Yeah, the dung beetle. Is that what he was?
Yeah.
Yeah, the poo guy whose poo looked like coconuts.
And I kept fishing in the wrong area.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Actually, I figured that out right off the bat because I saw the fish. I'm like, oh, this has got to be it.
I have the walkthrough told me that. I was looking up something previous, like right before that, and then, you know, I had trouble. I already had the walkthrough up, so I looked at it again. But yeah,
that's probably the walkthrough. Sometimes you like see things.
I completely forgot about the fish being in that area.
Yeah, I had no trouble making the fishing pole. That was pretty the easiest part.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. I just hated collecting the guy made this. He's like, I need 3 coins or whatever. Yeah. Or I don't even remember. She was like trying to convince him to do it for 2. And then he was like, no, I need 3. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have to play tic-tac-toe again?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, someone has a tweet notification.
I thought I had that on mute.
Well, yeah. I'm kind of, you know, I'm excited to see what comes next, I think.
How about the part where she sees herself, like, jump off the ledge?
I know.
Like, the twins were there, like, dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was over it.
And she was so sad.
You were over it?
Wow. Yeah.
Phantom was checked out. He was done. Well, see, to me, those were the most interesting parts. Like, I was like, oh, something interesting. Like, I would, like, sit up and, like, lean forward and be like, wow, okay, like, here we go. And then it would be gone. I was like, oh, and then she'd be all sad after it happened. Like, she was, like, crying, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was just bored with the theme, the overall, like, I mean, I thought the artwork and the world was really beautiful, and it was, like, a really innovative take on the pills. I kind of thought that was a nice change.
Yeah.
It was a nice change of pace. It was a nice change of pace compared to all the blood and guts and weird stuff. But yeah, it was just all right. It's time to move on.
Yeah, it was too long and it was too just dry and drawn out. There wasn't a whole lot going on. Like there was really no story progression. You know,
exactly. Like I'm just interested to see. I mean, you played a little bit of ahead, Chris. Like, I mean. Is that complete? I mean, is this completely like out of story compared to like the first part and the part you're playing? Like,
which Chris are you talking to?
You. Does there seem like there's a connection between everything? Like, you don't have to go into details, of course.
Dan, how far ahead did you play?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just curious. You could say I stopped when there was a permanent stopping point.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. We're gonna run through the finale of the game anyway. This week.
Okay.
So, it this does play a part within the rest of the game.
Good. Okay. Then that's fine. That's all.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, there's definitely things that, like, for me, as soon as I left there, the game got better again.
Okay. Yeah.
It became Franbo again. It was more. I think I'm almost done with it. I've got to be really close, and it's really good. I'm really intrigued now. Like I'm kind of on the edge of my seat with the story and with what's going to happen because they're starting to finally reveal things.
Ooh,
and a lot is revealed in chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
About like they kind of bring the twins back a little bit and they talk about. That and you learn a lot more. Let's put it that way. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And chapter 5 really kind of opens things up. Which, by the way, chapter 4 is broken up into 2 parts, but it's really quick. It's probably like I don't know. If you, I used a walkthrough once because I got stuck on something, but 30 minutes maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Chapter 4
for both parts, it's about 30 minutes total.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
You're okay. Good. You'll blow right through it. And then 5 is the last one. So we'll finish next week. But did anybody get stuck on the puzzle with the where you had to make the star, the pentagram?
Yes.
The
end?
No.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was just doing those things.
Because it's like I was pressing each stone, and then I saw that the red one made a line.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, so it looks like I need to move the blue one so then that continues the line, like it's a prism or something, and then it would break the whole thing. And it took me forever to figure out. You have to touch one, and then you touch another one, and then you progress until you get the pentagram going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here. It took me a while to figure out. Had to be done in an exact sequence of the same, you know, A plus B plus C plus D. And if you varied from that sequence, it reset the whole puzzle, which was a pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steph just slugged out. Amazing. At things. No problem.
Well, I just didn't have... That was one of them I didn't have much trouble with, but okay.
Did you guys? Was the I'm trying to remember. Was this the one where you run from the beast at the end in like the little platformer game?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That was weird.
I skipped it.
Did you?
I played it a couple of times.
Oh, and then, let you skip it.
And then I just kept falling and missing stuff. I was done at that point.
I only fell once, but I can understand why that would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like really you had to time it exactly right in order to clear those gaps.
Yeah, it was very.
Well, this isn't a platformer game, you know.
Yeah,
it was very. It was very kind of old school platformer.
Bad platformer.
It was super old school, and I kind of like how they're doing the transitions. Like it's interesting, you know. They're not just. They have those like weird black on white sketch comic booky things. And then they have these mini games, which are interesting. They just create a little variety.
Yeah, I kept falling in when it would have the stump before the hole, and I would always try and jump too soon and just jump right into the hole like a winner.
Bye.
Oh man!
So, I mean, the journal has got me thinking. It's gotten me off the lobotomy theory and moving towards multiple universe theory.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else going for? Well, the journal pretty much is saying there are five and death is like the fifth level.
Don't they talk about that anyway in the chapter? Doesn't the guy reveal to you that there's different realities? Yeah. The wizard talks about that, right?
Yes.
But are they talking about level? I mean, are they talking about different realities, or are they talking about, like, levels of, like, after you die? Like...
No, realities.
Realities, yeah.
There seems to be, like, she's in which reality in this one? The third?
Yeah, the third.
Or no, the fifth, because she's from the third or something. Right?
Well, this is probably, I think this is the second. I mean, the Wizard of Oz was the second.
The Wizard of
Oz. No, because you end up in the fifth later on.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think Earth is the third.
Yeah,
she's from the third, and they're in the second, right?
Yeah.
And then the monster thing is in the fourth?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, those what are they called? Valkos or something?
Yeah.
Velcro.
Velcro.
Velcro. Velcro, I don't think that's... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this chapter was, I don't know, I had a hard time with it. It was just brutal for me. But I'm glad it's over.
Yes.
Mr. Midnight is proving to be utterly useless, too.
Mr. Midnight, like,
good thing Clark's
there
not here
for
to say.
Company. He's there for company.
Yeah.
Moral That's support. True.
Anybody else getting the vibe that they're starting to lay doubts in about Mr. Midnight's role?
What? Oh, yeah. What? No, wait. What are you talking about, Franco?
There was one thing. Was it in the journal with all the black cats with the yellow eyes? And then one of the phantoms said something about, I can't remember exactly.
It was probably the one that killed the cat, right? That, like...
Oh, yeah.
Stabbed the cat and it was bleeding all over the place?
Yeah. She was insinuating that Mr. Midnight isn't all what he's cracked up to be.
See, I just thought that they were trying to like plant seeds of doubt in her mind, like just trying to. I didn't think that there was actually any truth behind it.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm not convinced yet, but I'm wondering.
Yeah, okay. I have the feeling too that they were trying to plant doubt because Mr. Midnight was actually helping Fran and going against the other people's plans for her.
That would be a twist.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty good twist. I don't want it to happen, but I kind of would like to see it happen.
Mr. Midnight is so mysterious anyway. Like, he doesn't really... The way he treats Fran is kind of odd. You know, the way he interacts with her in general is just very, very odd.
And it's not, both calling each other dear.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
It's just very strange.
But I guess it's like... I guess that's the 40s way of talking to people.
I suppose, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't live that in that decade, so I don't know how.
I mean,
are you sure?
To me, it's just an endearment. Sure. I mean, like when I talk to people, I say "hun" a lot, but "dear," yeah, I guess it's a little bit more formal than something like that. But I don't know.
Yeah. Pro tip. Pro tip. Don't say that to waitresses.
Hun or dear?
Yeah, they hate when they call hun.
I've had waitresses call me hun, so I would turn it right back on them.
Yeah,
could be a West Virginia thing.
No, we get that up in New England too.
I don't use it like in a working setting, but because I did when I worked behind the front. Short story: when I worked behind the front desk at a hotel, I said hun to someone, and she was really offended by that. She was like, you're not my hun. Something about like that she doesn't live with me, or something like that. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm not.
Like, that can be arranged.
Either that or she thought you were calling her a mongoloid.
What?
A mongoloid?
Yes. A hun, as in Attila the Hun.
I don't think so. That's overreaching it a bit. Yeah. Overreaching
Dude,
it a bit.
Dude, shut up.
He went all 8th century on us.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Now I'm never going to look at that the same again. Thanks, Stanton.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for the insight.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a video right now, going back to Franco's comment. The queen or whatever that's sitting on the throne there says that we kill traitors because that's what he is, Fran, don't you see? And she's right before she kills him.
Right.
Mr. Midnight, yeah. Yeah, they kind of touch on that a little bit more.
Yeah,
why would she believe them? Like, why would she listen to these to something that's being mean to her? That's like the spirit. That's, you know, why would they have a spirit, one of those spirits, telling the truth or say, you know, trying to, you know, are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm throwing? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Well, I guess maybe they're not all evil. You know,
that one looked really evil.
I mean, it's Fran. It's just Fran with, like, bloody eyes.
Yeah, I guess.
They all kind of look like her. So what I'm wondering...
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't want to say anything, because there's more development later.
Right. Okay.
I think it might shed some light on some things.
All right. Okay.
But...
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think that might be it for discussion. I don't know if anybody else has anything to share, but... If it is, we can have Franco talk about the game he chose.
I will say that I'd be really afraid if I ran into talking roots in the forest.
Yes.
They were kind of freaky looking. But
you wouldn't be like, hello, root, my name's Steph.
No,
I'd
probably...
I'm looking for my cat, Mr. Jack.
Run screaming the other way.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Fran told everyone her name. Fran was not raised well. I guess she was her parents at 10 years old. But...
And it is the 40s, so
yeah,
there were no such thing as child predators or anything.
That's
back
true.
Then.
There was no internet back then.
Yeah.
Children talked to strangers.
Wow. They respected their elders.
There probably were child predators. They just weren't as...
they weren't invented yet.
They weren't invented yet. It came later after the war.
All right, Franco,
Franco chose the next game, so.
Yep, after months of research.
Months?
Yeah. Compressed into 15 minutes, no.
He's been chomping at the bit waiting for us to choose him.
Yeah, oh yeah. A World War II drama called Call of Duty. No.
Oh, all right.
World War II drama. Get that.
Actually, it's called The Town of Light. Came out in February of this year.
Yeah.
An indie game set in 1938. This sounds familiar, but I think it's very much different. Renee, a 16-year-old, is ripped out of her world, locked up, and deprived of everything. Her only fault was that she did not know what her place in the world was. The Town of Light is a psychological drama told in the first person. The story is set in Italy in the first half of the 20th century in a place which really existed and has been meticulously reconstructed. Exploring and interacting with the environment will relive the history of the main character through her confused viewpoint, and on the basis of your choices, the story will develop in different ways, which I think is very important.
Hopefully that's true, and hopefully it's not just a gimmick to get you to play the game.
Sure, right. Because of its contents, the game is intended only for adult users.
Oh, good.
So you did, when I was researching the game. Group. Yeah. At least of age.
Oh, this is creepy.
Mental age is not factored into this. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry, I was going to ask a question.
But it did ask me, when I went to look at this on Steam, it did ask me for a birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there's a symbol on it, has the windows, and then next to it's like a little oval. What does that mean?
Oculus on Rift. Steam.
Oh, really?
VR. Yeah. Yeah.
We're in the era of
motion sickness.
Yeah.
Oh, this really looks creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I was hesitant at first. I thought, oh, this is a little, we just got done, but it looks so different.
Yeah.
So I think it won't be too competitive. Bless you, child.
Oh, my God.
That's two. Three, that leave chat.
That second one was like a punch. It was like a chew.
And I think I broke a rib. Let's see. I have a question for you, Franco, that I'm springing on you without any correlation with talking to Steph first. Would you be willing to play ahead to find a stopping point for us? Because that would be really helpful, I think. At least for this game, because we're going to be away, and then we're going to take another week off, so it just would be easier if someone else was able to...
Not a problem.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So I guess just have a stopping point, for the first, a couple hours in or whatever. So actually, now would be a good time to figure out. We are taking off. Right, and the 18th, is that correct?
Yes, the 11th and the 18th of October.
Next week we'll finish up Frambo. Then we have a 2-week break.
Yes, and we'll reconvene on the 25th.
Yeah. So Franco, if you could have the stopping point by then, and maybe just post it on the Facebook page if you can, or let one of us know.
Okay.
And then,
I just realized that when we reconvene on the 25th, it's 2 more months until Christmas, guys.
Jeez.
Crap. I just lost my mind.
And what else is cool is we'll have to figure out, maybe we... it looks like this game takes about 3.5 hours, I'm looking at, for average.
I saw something like that, or up to 6 if you are a completionist.
Okay, so it's probably like a 2 or 3 weeker, I would imagine, maybe 4. But the reason I'm bringing that up is we probably would want a break for the holidays after that. But then we're coming up on our 1 year of Game Chat, which is
Gosh. Wait, so when is that?
What was it, the 20th last year, maybe?
That sounds kind of familiar, sure.
Hold on.
Look at it.
Let me see. I can look it up.
Time flew, man. Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes a while.
That was cool. We should have a Game Chat Christmas party.
So Life is Strange. Looks like we recorded that on January 12th.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
There you go. So we probably, you know, figure a week before that, we probably had our little, what do you call it, orientation where we talked about the game.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was like probably the 9th or so, I would imagine, or like the 8th, somewhere around there.
Well, the 10th. If we started the recording on the 10th, right? Or no, you said the 8th?
The 12th.
The 12th.
The 12th. So,
the somewhere in January.
January 5th.
Yeah. So.
In fact, we didn't even have an orientation, now that I remember, because I remember no one could make it.
Oh, that's right.
And we talked about it. I put a video out. So, yeah, 12th was the very first week. Yeah. 12th was the very first time. So, yeah, we're coming up on a year.
That is crazy.
I know. So, we got to do something big for the 1 year. I don't know what.
Should we play? Is the,
You know what would be cool? You know what would be cool if this is possible? I have no idea if this is possible. Pick a game and play it together, like, real time together.
Like, yeah, do it on Twitch or something.
Yeah. Or, yeah, just be playing, coordinate play time. You know, maybe we do it, maybe our game chat, you know, one day is
Or we have
alive.
One person play the game and everyone else laughs at them as they're playing.
Does everybody have PS4s?
Yeah. I do have a PS4, yeah.
Michelle and Mason do not, I know.
Okay. Because, yeah, you can just join a party and one person play and everybody watch.
Something like that. I mean, something like that would be completely thinking about it. We'll figure something. We got time.
Wow.
Or you can Twitch it, or, yeah.
Yeah. All right,
so the Town of Light. Well, yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Frank, for being willing to go ahead there.
Yeah, no problem. Well, then we're looking for, like, 2-hour shots, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a little under, that's okay too. Like, I think an hour and a half. Yeah, hour and a half is probably like the bare. I'd say like the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good chunk of time.
Yeah, it seems like that this might be a game to where there'd probably be a lot, probably going on within an hour and a half. You know, time.
And it might also be very clearly like divided up into chunks.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It looks good.
Cool. We'll post about that. And
yes.
Yeah, so next week, finish up Frambo. And see you at the same time.
Play to the end, guys.
It's going
to
be great.
All right.
All right. Bye, everyone.